Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Red Sox Nation might not have slept too well. Last night at Fenway Park in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series, with their ace starting the game and the World Series four wins away, and with the Sox only behind 3-2 heading into the ninth inning, Boston proceeded to lose to the Astros 7-2. And Boston looked overmatched. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer was at Fenway last night and joins us this morning. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Sharon.
Chris Sale on the mound for the Sox did not have his lights out stuff.
Yeah, far from it. I mean, he just did not look like the dominant pitcher he'd been in Game 1 of the ALDS and in relief in Game 4 of the ALDS. He lasted only four innings. He gave up two runs on one hit and four walks. I think that tied a season high in walks for him. He really, really obviously struggled with his location, and his velocity wasn't quite where anyone wanted to see it, especially early in the game. He did get up to 93, 94 miles per hour late in his start, but he had topped out at 97 miles per hour in Game 1 of the division series. And that's a big difference on the major league level. And after the game, Sale admitted he was searching for his command and battling himself throughout his outing.
Right. And I mean, just as Chris Sale didn't go the distance, neither did Red Sox manager Alex Cora. That was kind of weird. Between the fifth and the sixth inning, he had what we might call a frank and candid exchange of ideas with
that's one way of putting it.
Yeah, with the home plate ump, James Hoy.
Yes, the fifth inning ended when Hoy rang up Red Sox left fielder Andrew Benintendi on a called third strike. Neither Benintendi nor Cora liked the call. The argument ensued. And this is what Cora had to say after the game about that ejection.
It's kind of like embarrassing that it happens in the playoffs, you know? That wasn't cool watching a game in the clubhouse. I got a job to do and manage the team in the dugout. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know? And you got to defend your players.
You know, and this is one of the things I love about Cora, which is he admits it was kind of embarrassing to get thrown out in the playoffs on such a big stage, you know, ALCS. But he was asked if he had overreacted to the whole situation, and he said he didn't think so. He said, basically, listen, it's my job to come to the defense of my players and to do what I think is right, and he felt he did. And inside the clubhouse, the players thought the same thing.
How worried should the Red Sox fans and the Red Sox team be after what happened last night?
I don't know if you're going to want to hear this answer, but pretty worried. And not just because Sale didn't have his dominant stuff. There were a lot of familiar problems that you saw in last night's game that are going to really hurt you against a team like the Astros. I mean, listen, we talk about the Red Sox, 108 wins, most wins of any team in Major League Baseball and during the regular season, but the Astros are right on their heels with 103 wins. So Sale comes out of the game. Boston is down only two runs. They're down 3-2 entering the ninth. And then the Astros get four runs in the top of the ninth inning. So obviously the bullpen still a big issue and a big question mark. And of course, with this win, the Astros effectively gain home field advantage. And another fact you're not going to like, Sharon, 64% of the teams that win game one in a best of seven series go on to win the series.
I can't hear you. You know, Shira, as Scarlett O'Hara said fictionally, after all, tomorrow is another day. So here we are. It's another day, another chance for the Sox to get on track. And the starter for game two tonight is David Price.
Yeah, David Price. Yeah. He is the pitcher you want to forget, but you can't. As everybody knows, he has struggled mightily in the postseason. He is still searching for his first postseason win as a starter. In 10 starts, he is 0-9 with a 5.28 postseason ERA. And with the Red Sox, his postseason stats bump up to a 16.2. The stats have been so worrisome. And let's not forget, in the division series in game two, he couldn't even make it out of the second inning. So clearly not a guy who's responding well to playoff pressure. So after the game, Cora was asked, you know, listen, any second thoughts about starting David Price in game two? And Cora said, nope. So things should get really interesting tonight at Fenway Park. I say to fans, buckle up.
All right, Shira. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shira Springer is WBUR's sports and society reporter. This is 90.9 WBUR.